Governor Gary Herbert gathered many new members of the UCARE board in West Valley City on Tuesday to announce changes to the organization. Until now, UCARE had been state-run. Governor Herbert says reorganizing the day-to-day management of UCARE was always a goal.
When UCARE was originally envisioned, it was not going to be necessarily a government organization, but we wanted it to become a private, nonprofit entity. And that now has taken place.
UCARE's new board of directors includes Stephen Sands from Kennecott, Utah Copper, Alan Matheson, Governor Herbert's senior environmental advisor, and Robin Erickson from Utah Clean Cities. Shawnee McAllister will be the nonprofit's new executive director. She says UCARE's priority will continue to be encouraging people to do what they can to improve air quality.
Every change we make as individuals, businesses, industry, government, and communities moves us towards better health, a better economy, and an overall better quality of life.
Dr. Robert Payne from the University of Utah Pulmonary Division will be the board vice chair. He says a new loan program will encourage businesses to invest in emissions-reducing technology.
The program is designed to encourage creative thinking, and at the same time, we want it to be based on solid metrics that show actual pollution reduction.
Governor Herbert believes UCARE's transition to a nonprofit will make the organization more accessible to the public. Terry Gilday, KUER News.